Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is the question of swapping in halacha. What's the halacha if you walk into a store and the owner stepped out for a minute and you want to buy something and you don't want to wait for him? Can you take the item and put down money on the counter to pay for the item that you're taking? Is this mutter or is this awesome? So the owner stepped out for a minute, you want to put down cash to pay for an item that you're buying. Is this mutter or is this awesome? The basis of this question is a Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Samach. The Gemara brings down a question that David HaMelech posed to the Chachamim, and the Gemara brings down several interpretations as to what the Shaila was. And according to one opinion in the Gemara, the question that David HaMelech asked to the Chachamim was the following question. They were in the middle of battling with the Plishtim, and they encountered bushels of barley that they wanted to feed to their animals. David HaMelech and his army wanted to feed these bushels of barley to the animals, but it belonged to a Jew. The barley belonged to Jews. And the question was, can we take the bushels of barley with the intent of paying back the Jews with lentils that we are going to ultimately conquer from the Plishtim? If we take the lentils and swap them with the barley that we are taking, is this mutter or is this aser? Is it gzela if we take the barley from the Jews without their consent, but with the intent of paying them back with lentils? And the Gemara assumes that lentils are even more valuable than barley, and therefore we are going to be paying back the owner with something even more valuable. Is this mutter or is this a question of gzela? The Gemara says that they responded by saying that it's gzela. It would in fact be aser. But since you are a melech, you have a special dispensation because a king of the Jewish people has special rights, and therefore you're able to do so in spite of the fact that for anyone else it would be aser. So the Gemara seems to be saying that even though you're planning on paying back lentils which are worth more than the barley, nevertheless it's aser to take the barley because of the Isser of Gzela. However, there's a very important Machlekes Rishonim, how to learn the case of the Gemara. The Rosh understands that the Gemara only prohibits this in the case described in the Gemara, which was that they planned on taking the barley now and subsequently conquering the lentils of the Plishtim and paying back the Jewish owners with the lentils that they will ultimately be able to conquer. However, if let's say you had lentils available right now you had access to lentils and you wanted to take the barley of someone to pay him back with lentils which are worth more, so it's a schus for him. The owner would want the lentils rather than the barley because the lentils are worth more. Therefore, we say, Zachim Adam Shalai Befanov. Zachim Adam Shalai Befanov, you're able to acquire something for someone, if it's for his benefit, even if he's not around, even if he doesn't clearly acquiesce, because we assume that he acquiesces, because it's a schus for him. It's something that's beneficial for him. Therefore, says the Rosh, you could take the barley and right now swap it with the lentils. You make someone else be kind of on behalf of the Jewish owners. You make someone be kind of the lentils on behalf of the Jewish owners. And then you could, in fact, swap it because it's a schus for him and zachin la'adam shalai b'fanov. You could acquire it on his behalf through a third party's kinyan. And in that way, you could, in fact, go ahead and take the barley even without the consent of the owner because of zachin la'adam shalai b'fanov. Since it's more valuable than the barley's, that what you're giving him is more valuable than what he had, it's axiomatic that he would be maskim, that he would acquiesce, and therefore you can go ahead and make the kinyan. Taisvis disagrees, the Tur as well disagrees. Taisvis says that no, the case in that Gemara as well was a case where it was currently available. The lentils were already under the ownership of the Jews, and nevertheless, the Gemara still says that it was aser because you have no right to assume that the owner would acquiesce, and perhaps the owner specifically wants his barley. He doesn't want the lentils, and therefore, even if the lentils are worth more than the barley, nevertheless, you're not allowed to swap in halacha. You're not allowed to take the barley without the consent of the owner and be makne the lentils to the owner through a third party because we have to assume that the owner perhaps specifically wants his barley because he needs to feed it to his animals. And therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead with this kinyan and swap it with the lentils without the consent of the owner. That's the shita of Tosfos and the Tur. So it seems to be a machlekes rishayim, machlekes between the Rosh and the Tosfos, whether you can take something without the owner's permission when swapping it for something that is actually even more valuable. You're going to make the kinyan through a third party. The Rosh says, Zachin la'adam shalem b'fanav, you can make the kinyan through a third party because we assume that the owner would give his consent if you would notify him because what you're giving him is worth more than what he had. However, the Tur and the Rosh, the Tur and Tosfos seem to disagree and they seem to hold that no, we always have to assume that the owner wants his item. And you can never make this assumption that he would acquiesce if the kinyan is done through a third party to give him something even more valuable than what he had. However, the Shach says that perhaps, if in fact you have a case where you could certainly assume that the owner would acquiesce, and the owner would be maskim to swap the items, then perhaps all of the Rishonim would agree that it would be mutter. Perhaps specifically in this case, where it's not clear that the owner would acquiesce, over here we have a machlekes. The Rosh says lemaisa it's inherently worth more, so you could assume that he acquiesces. And the Tosfos and the Tur hold that no, you can't make this assumption, because even though inherently it's worth more, maybe the owner specifically wants his item. However, let's say you have something that's oimid lemechira, something that is on the shelf, ready to be sold. Obviously, you know that the owner is planning on selling the item. His objective is to sell it. Over there, it's clear that he wants it sold. Perhaps in that case, everyone would agree that you could put down the money and make this swap, even without his consent, because you assume that he would acquiesce, because his entire objective of having it on the shelf is to sell it. And you clearly see his desire to sell it, therefore you could go ahead and make the kinyan without his knowledge. So this is what the Shach proposes. And according to most Paiskim, that's in fact the case. So even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions, the opinion of Tosfos and the opinion of the Rosh regarding the case of swapping, let's say, the lentils for the barley, and in that case there is in Machlokes Rishonim, nevertheless, say some of the Poskim, if in fact you have a clear umdana, there's an implicit consent on his part, even if it's not explicit, you could assume that he's willing to go through with this deal, and you could put down money and assume that he would agree to sell to you, because that's his whole point of having it on the shelf. The Beis Ephraim adds a different nekuda, and says the Beis Ephraim, if in fact you swap something that's not worth more. You plan on taking the Sa'irim and you plan on returning something that's worth the same amount as the Sa'irim. So it's not like the case of lentils where it's worth more. It's worth the same amount as the barley. So says the Beis Ephraim, it's mashma from the Rosh. Then in that case, he would agree that it would be aser. And he only says that you can make a kinyan through a third party if the item that you're going to return is even worth more than that which you are taking. However, if it's of equal value, it seems like everyone would agree that it would be usur. That's what it would seem. However, says the Rosh, says the Beis Ephraim, even though the Rosh seems to concede that if it's of equal value, it would be usur, that's not the case when it's of the same type of item that you're taking. And it only applies if you're giving him a different item, you're swapping one thing with a different thing. Says the Beis Ephraim, if you're taking one thing and you're giving him a different thing, you're taking Sa'irim and you're giving him barley, when it's two separate minim, two separate items that are being swapped, in that case, you can't assume that the owner would agree if the item that you're going to return is not worth more. In that case, in fact, the Rosh would hold that it's usur. However, if the item that you're going to give him is the exact same item that you're taking, you're just swapping it. Let's say he's not around, you're going to take it, and you have something available to give him somewhere else, and it's the exact same item, then it would be mutter, even if it's not worth more. It's of the same nature and the same value, because there's no reason to assume that the owner would object. It's only when you're giving him something else. In that case, it's only mutter, according to the Rosh, if it's worth more. But if it's the same exact item, then it's going to be mutter, even though it's not worth more. That's what the Beis Ephraim holds. And getting back to our case of a person in the store, there is one more point that we have to point out, and that is a machlekes between the Kol Eliyahu and some of the other achroinim, including the Beis Ephraim. And that is the following question. So we're assuming now you walk into the store, the owner stepped out for a minute, so you could put down the money and be koine and acquire the item that you want to purchase, because there's an implicit consent on the part of the owner that he agrees to this swap, because his whole objective of having these items on the shelf is, in fact, to go ahead and sell it. Do you have to make a kinyan for the owner on the money through a third party? Just like in the case of the Rosh only says that it's mutter to take the se'ir mamanas to pay back the lentils, the adashim, if in fact you make the acquisition, you make the kinyan through a third party, you're kinyan on behalf of the owner, and you make the kinyan on the lentils in order to ensure that the owner acquires the lentils. Is this the halacha as well when it comes to the money? When you go ahead and take the item that you want to purchase and put down the money, do you have to make a kinyan through a third party so that the owner acquires the cash that you're putting down? This is going to be a machlekes hapoiskim. This is a machlekes hapoiskim. Some poiskim hold that you don't even have to do that. You don't even have to do that. You just put down the money. You don't need to make the kinyan on behalf of the owner. However, the Kol Eliyahu disagrees, and he says that even though it's mutter, nevertheless, you do have to make a kinyan on behalf of the owner in order to be matar going ahead and taking the item that you want to purchase. And only when making the kinyan is it a swap that is valid according to the G'dayli HaRishayim, including the Rosh. Have yourself a wonderful day.